please don't let anything keep you from coming to services tonight. We just try to end on a high note. And so please come. Brother Bishop will be preaching, and our good friend Dr. Ouellette will be preaching. And I'm sure we're just praying that God will continue to bless. And so please come out and let's finish things right. Brother Bishop, our church knows him and loves him. There's probably many of you that don't, but Evangelist John Bishop went into evangelism in 1973, and then he pastored in Heber Heights, Arkansas. You can excuse him for being in that state, but Heber Heights, Arkansas, sorry, but that state will always be tainted as long as we're alive, I think. But he tried to offset it and pastored there for 15 years. He founded the Triple S Christian Camp in 1976. They had 2,300 last year, and our ensemble has been there a few times, and just a tremendous camp. And he's still very active in that. But he resigned the church after he had meningitis. He asked if he could tell a little bit about that, and I'd love him to. And he's back into evangelism, and I'll just tell you, when he comes here, every single time he preaches, he touches the hearts of our people, and people make decisions. And so you listen up, and God will get a hold of you this morning.
Thank you, Pastor. It's so good to be here. Those of you not know me, you have to listen careful. I talk slow. Not because I'm from Arkansas. There's a lot of slow people in Arkansas. 6 years ago, little over, I had meningitis, and meningitis caused me, I have brain damage, but that is fine. I dumb, but I know I dumb, and that is, I think all right, be dumb, long as you know it. Only danger if you don't know it. But it is fine to be simple-minded like this. I know I'm not smart enough to question whether King James Bible is Word of God. Isn't that good? I wish we had more dumb preachers out there. Why question Bible? Amen. I reading Bible other day. I wasn't able to drive 5 years. I drove scooters. Four scooters. But I'm driving car now. And I was reading Bible, and I get lost everywhere I go. But I found in Bible I won't get lost in heaven. Because the Bible says in Revelation, there is street of gold. Did you know that singular, not plural? Street, one street. I can't get lost on one street. It takes at least two, and then I get lost. I drive my Ford in heaven. Other cars will be other places, but I'm going to be in my Ford. Why I think Ford heaven? Because Lord loved broken things. He does. He loves broken things. But God is so good to me. I love Him dearly. I love to tell people God always good, God always right. No matter happen us, He always good, always right. may sound strange, people, some, but one of greatest gifts God ever gave me was meningitis. That may strange seem to you, but it is to me. That wonderful gift God allowed me to have and has helped me so much through this, help other people, encourage people. And I want to be encourage you today. I apologize, I'm a little slower day than normal, just little. James chapter 5, turn James 5. We have Job mentioned in New Testament in this place, in book of James, and in chapter 5. And the Lord shows us through Job and book of Job wonderful lessons each of us can understand. And out of the lesson James gives us about Job, I want us to see some things help it, everyone us. And he says there to us in verse 11, "Behold, we count them happy which endure. You've heard patience, Job, have seen end of Lord. Lord, very pitiful and tender mercy." So when look at life and of Job, book of Job, what we learn is something about God that is good. We have a God who tender heart. He's such a good God. And we learn lessons help us from book of Job. One lesson learned is lesson patience. We must learn. Look what he's saying, verse 7. "Be patient, therefore, brethren, coming of Lord. Behold, husbandman waiteth precious fruit earth, hath long patience for it, until receive latter, early latter rain. Be patient, establish hearts, coming Lord draweth nigh." The Lord is coming. Be patient. Now, when I look at patience and look life of Job, you know, let me say, as person been through some trials, charismatics are wrong about everything. I just make blanket statement, they wrong about it all. You know one thing they wrong, they always blaming, fighting devil. In book of Job, only one who mentioned devil was God. Not Job. Only Job knew this. Job knew if he got everything right with God, it didn't matter if devil there or not. You know, our biggest battle is not with devil, it's with God. When you know this, when you come to this in life, God is right no matter what happened. When God did talk to Job, he didn't tell him why. He told him who, and that was enough. And long as we know, Job's biggest battle was with God. Till he came and wrestled place, God is all right, what he doing. No matter happened, God is good. God is right. But I heard the other day about a charismatic. Now you listen how crazy this is. He said Jesus rode in town on a new donkey. New. Therefore, he said, "I can drive a new car." Now, I'm not very smart, but that doesn't add up, if you ask me. Why do they twist Bible? Some of them even blame Job because Bible say that which feared came him. And they said that his problem, he had fear, so God brought it. No, no. I believe Bible, not them, don't you? God say he a righteous man and he went through these trials. But God said, I want us to learn patience from Job. And what is patience? I believe this passage say patience is keep waiting on God and keep working for God. That patience. We wait, but we work. And looking to Him, that He give us strength. He give us grace. I remember each year after I sick, I go down to get driver license again, hoping they let me. I fail every year. Fail. But what fifth year, I passed tests. My young people gave me bumper stickers say, fear this. To go on my car. I didn't put it on there, though. I pass it. I come home, my Donna. I call her my Donna. You not know me. Let me tell you why. See, when I woke up meningitis, I lost all memory, everything. I didn't know I was. I didn't know anybody was. Didn't know why I there. My wife sitting there. I didn't know what wife was. Marriage was. She began to explain me what it is to be married. After I found out, I like it. I do. It is good. She would kiss me and I say, oh, I like this. How much can I kiss? She said, married people kiss all they want. I like being married. I do. Let me tell you, would you like hear what I study the other day? Would you? You're going to anyhow, so just listen. I read a research thing on kissing. I did. I read it. And it say this. They did clinic studies. See, clinic, they put probes on body, and they found two people who love each other, kiss. It elevate chemical in body called dopamine. Now, that is what works with brain. They cause serotonin to make feel good. So I read this, and I go, my Donna, and I say, Donna, I found cure for depression. And she say, what? I said, kissing. Isn't that wonderful? Other day I walk in to the you like that, amen. Got some of you shouting, but anyhow. I walk in kitchen, my Donna washing dishes. Donna, I sure feeling bad. I'm having a bad day. And she wiped her hands and got that wonderful smile and gave me my medicine. I love it. I love it. God is good, isn't He? She explained, I'm wife and you husband and what? Only... So I remember she got done and I said, you're my Donna? Yes, she said, I am. So I call her my Donna ever since. All I knew marriage was is she was mine, I was hers. That is pretty good start, isn't it? Pretty good start. But Lord, they helped me and gave me grace and strength and patience. When you... going through trials, going through hard time, difficult time. Remember importance of patience, waiting and working till Jesus comes. There's always something to do if willing do it for the Lord. Always something to do. Not only patience, but another lesson out of Job's life, James tell us in verse 9. Is forgiveness. Look what he say, verse 9. Grudge not one against other. Brethren, lest be condemned. Behold, judge standeth before door. Those not know me, I'm reading always King James Bible. If word missing, that isn't Bible missing, it's me. I had to learn read write all over again. I'm doing better though. Brother Savage, no, I'm better, aren't I, Brother Savage? I'm reading forgiveness, verse 9. Job learned less than that. And oh, when he prayed for his friends, God bless him. I look at verse 9 and I see the grudge and the judge. And you better be careful. You hold a grudge, you're going to face the judge. You will. That he telling us. See, I know little about what Job had. His friends, they look, Job, oh, Job, you got sin. We know it must be sin here, sin this, all of that. I know after I meningitis sick. Because before I sick, I was told later, and I have what call files, and I kept there. And I taken a stand on matter of repentance, because I believe sinners must repent to be saved. And I still believe it. And so preacher began to say, oh, we know why God struck John, because he took stand repentance that some soul winners didn't like. That's why God struck him. Well, listen, some of my friends said, we'll tell them. I said, don't tell nothing. Just leave it, God. And I began pray for them. Lord, you help them. Life too short, have grudges. You preachers, you better watch it. Let me tell you, do you know first split that ever was in congregation was in heaven with God? Did you know that? In Isaiah, that did you know Isaiah 13 talked about congregation? And it mentioned the head deacon, Lucifer, who split God's church and took a third of people with him. God Father was the pastor. And devil took a third of angels from that congregation. Dear preacher, you may do what God wants you to do and still people get mad at you. But don't hold grudge. Don't do it. I talked to a pastor friend of mine. He said he had 1.5 splits. I said, what is a half a split? He said, that's when only half of them left that should have. I don't know if you having a split or a half of one, but anyhow, don't you ever get bitter at those around you, no matter they do to you. If we learn lesson from Job, we learn lesson of forgiveness. Praying for those who may hurt or misunderstand you, keep praying. Forgiveness. Then not only do we learn forgiveness, but I see third thing we learn is happiness. Look what he says using word happy in verse 11. He said, behold, count them happy which endure. We count them happy which endure. James uses word happy. Peter does. I look at word happy and I find this. Jesus taught us how to be happy. He only one in Bible gave directions how to be happy. And he gave it to disciples when he washed feet. And he said to them this, happy, if you know these things, happy are ye if you do them. He gave directions right there. You've got to know and got to do. Don't have to know a whole lot. You just have to know what He wants you to know. Knowing His Word and then doing it, He says. So Jesus taught us how. I believe Paul taught us why we can be happy. In Romans 14, verse 22, hear Paul say this: happy is man, condemneth not himself in thing which alloweth. Do you see what he's saying? You can be happy if you do not do things your conscience and the Holy Spirit convict you of that wrong. You know, happiness is knowing we doing what God say to do. Not doing things that we know be wrong and hurt Him, hurt the Lord. Happy. Then Peter taught us when to be happy. And here in 1 Peter chapter 3, he uses the word happy. He says this, verse 14, but if you suffer for righteousness' sake, happy are ye. Then in 4:14 he say, if you be reproached for name of Christ, happy are ye. He tell us when. Do you have people reproaching you because you stand on King James Bible? What should you do? Be sad and mully grub? No, be happy. That's what Peter said. You have people attacking you because stand in love for Word of God and standards today? What do you do? God says, have a happy attitude. So Job teaches us that from the prophets of old and Job himself, there's two things go together, happiness and endurance. Happiness and endurance, they go together. I thank the Lord how He's given me strength and grace each time I need it. But preachers can battle depression too. Listen to what Spurgeon said. I wrote down these his words. Listen to this preacher say, I am subject of depressions of spirit so fearful that I hope none of you ever get to such extremes of wretchedness as I go to. But I always get back again by this. I know I trust Christ. Because He lives, I live also. And I spring to my legs again and fight with my depressions of spirit and my downcast soul and get victory through it. We can. If this great preacher could battle those times, low times, we battle them too. You battle them. I never tried to let people think I joy all the time and always praising God. I'm not all the time. Sometimes I sad, sometimes low. But I know, Lord, help me every time. Give me strength. Give me help. Job, help us with this. Let me give illustration. Lord, help me with a while back. Do you remember Job made the statement when things all bad wrong? He said, Lord gave, Lord hath taken away. Lord gave. He looked life as a gift. Just a gift. Everything have gift. I have a car, 95 Ford. It's like a police car. Crown Victoria. I like to tell people I undercover agent. And Brother Dawson drive me up here. Wouldn't even let me drive my own car. That's a shame, I tell you. Where's people's faith nowadays? That car gave me. A dear Christian brother gave me my car and has quite a miles, but run good, gave me that. I had a little problem with it a while back, and I went and had it fixed and didn't bother me. Now, at home, we have a van, called van, little van, not little van, a van. And so my Donna drive it. She not let me drive it. That is danger. So we don't. It messed up. It tore up things. And I got frustrated, aggravated, people not fixing right. It aggravated me. Please fix this right. Do, please. Now here's the difference. The one car, I paying on that, wasn't gift. I'm paying for, and I felt like I deserve have it fixed. So frustrate me, tear up. The other is gift. So it didn't bother me, tear up. Let me tell you, look at life as gift. Just the gracious, loving God gave me everything I have. If it tear up, that fine. Because of gift. I didn't get mad at the man that gave me my car. I didn't say, oh, this is bad. You didn't give me all everything good. No, no. He in love kindness gave me that. When it tore up, didn't bother me a bit. If it tears up on the way home, I have to leave on side of road, I still not be mad at him. He gave me nice gift. I appreciate. If you look, everything I have is a gift from God. A loving God that say, I care. Here, I want to give you this. It not bother you cause tear up. He's good. Give it to you long as had it. God gave me body. He allowed me meningitis, but He's a good God. Even with all He gave me, He knows what I need and give me strength. And He brings things, help me joy too. He does. I don't think we have to be sad because we are preachers. I don't. He says, take example of prophets of old. They learned how to put two things combined together, and that's happiness and endurance. And part of that is just staying with it and going through trial, going hard time, and God giving grace. Coming out other side saying, blessed name of the Lord. God is good. We lacking in endurance many times day. But Lord, allow me joy. I with a preacher, Oklahoma, I still have fun. I do. I know I only have here, but I'm having good time. This preacher take me to this big glass place where all these special plants and animals were. It's got a name for it. A big, big glass place. And he take me there. And then up on top you could see these other things. And I wanted up there. But no elevator. Now I don't do steps good. Okay. I know they're there, but I can't tell how tall or wide they are. So I have to have help on steps. And I can drive, but I can't walk up steps. That sounds strange. But when I took my test, there were no steps around. All right. So I said, let's go. Well, when I in tall steps, I don't know. I go up on my hands and feet. I just do that. Because I figure if I'm down, I can't fall down. I going up, and I said, nobody coming. We get halfway, and here comes somebody. I'm going up hands and feet here behind me. And I think, I'm going to get him. And when they got near me, I said, please don't hit me no more. Please, I'd be all right. I'm trying my best. These people looked at me so strange. I loved it. And so I said, oh, I teasing. He not hitting me. I tease. You sure? Yes. They went on. We got up little ways and I heard him say, I'm not going to hit you, but I'll kill you if you ever do that again. Oh. Let me say, you can hurt but still find joy in the Lord. Your body doesn't have to feel good all the time to have joy. I still under care, pain manage clinic for serious headaches have because of brain damage. But I still joy in the Lord. I know how good the Lord is. Me. Helped me so much. My Donna loved me. My family loved me. I love this place. I know I am loved when I speak here. I know Him. And you are loved. Even though it may feel like some old grouchy person against you, you're loved. Don't let it cause you to lose joy in the Lord. And one of great lessons we learned from Job was the lesson of happiness. Another thing we see from Job, we learn, is confidence. Notice he says, we've seen end of Lord. He's very pitiful and tender mercy. I'm glad we got a God who's full of pity. We have a God who's got a tender heart. We can come to Him. I was here in November. I spoke here, youth conference, powered youth meeting. I was here speaking. I had a good time too, and I coached the victory. My team, oh, you should have seen. Well, let's go on. But anyhow, I was here. The week after I was having some problems, my stomach and so forth, and I thought it just headache caused it. Week after I'm with a preacher, Oklahoma, and one night I was staying in home then, and my stomach started hurting so bad. I cried, I hurt, but I didn't want to wake them at 2 a.m. I didn't want to, so I was able to make it through 5:00. I finally slept a little. Then I woke up, and I hurt some, but not real bad. And that evening, I tried to eat a little food, and soon as did, started all over. I, Pastor, please take me hospital. I can't take. Please. I hurting. I didn't know if ulcers was then. I allergic reaction when meningitis to biotics anti. And when I did that, it blistered me. So I have ulcers, stomach and colon from that. But Lord helps me with that. I can still eat. Well, I'm thankful. I know people have ulcers, can't hardly eat things. I can eat well. God has helped me with that. He always helped me things. I love Him for that. And so they said, going to have to do surgery now. Get something gallbladder out. And you're having pancreatitis. Your levels. We must do surgery. No, I'm going to go home, my Donna. No, sir, you got to stay here. I said, no, sir, I'm going home, my Donna. I don't want to be here. I want to go home because my wife will help me there. You don't understand. I know I don't, but you don't either. I'm going home. I said, you either give me medicine and let me go or I go without. Okay, so they give me shot to help pain. And Pastor drove me halfway. My Donna met me. I had got Little Rock and had surgery. One of the first things asked doctor. I said, doctor, I got to ask one thing. Will you please put me sleep when do this? Oh, yes, I will. We wouldn't think of doing without it. Oh, I said, that's all I need know. Thank you. You may wonder why I asked the question that. A few weeks after I had meningitis, because of the blisters and ulcers had, my doctor came me and say in office one day, John, we may have to do surgery on you because this. But if do surgery, we usually put a sleep to do this, but we cannot put you sleep because meningitis. If don't put a sleep, we give spinal block. Have you ever heard of spinal block? They give a shot into the spine and it numb you. And he said, John, we can't do that either because of we don't want to put anything your spine, meningitis. Oh, I got scared. I said, please, don't do this, please. And he said, go home and we're going to put you liquid diet and that way we'll see it clear up. I found out later they really weren't clearing up. They were getting me ready for surgery. So 3 days I was that. I would tell my Donna, I believe I'm getting better, aren't you? Do I look better? I just like a kid. I know it. See, you ever see little kid take a parent face in their hands and talk to them? I know why, because I think like little kid. You know you have attention when you facing them. Not talking into ear, that isn't it, face. My Donna say to me when I do that, John, my nose isn't a microphone, all right? Testing 1, 2, testing. But I want her face me when I have serious thing to talk about. 3 days later, back to the doctor's office. When I get there, all of a sudden they begin to come in and strap me to this. And so I begin beg immediate, don't do this, please. I remember begging doctor, please, doctor, don't do this. Surely we go to the moon, you can figure something else out here. Not this way, please. And I remember doctor turn his back and I'm sorry, John, you hemorrhaging, I'm sorry. Nurses, I begged them. They said, we're sorry, sir. I knew only hope had was my Donna. I thought, oh, if I beg her, maybe she will let me go and let me get away or something. So I remember as she looked at my face, I began to tell her. I said, Donna, I really can't. This I can't endure. I can't make this. You see, I've been through lots, but this is too much. And first time she ever did this, tears her eyes, she turned her face from me. And when she did, I knew it was over. I knew. So I said, Doctor, please, let her stay with me, please. He said, yes. They wrapped those sticks with gauze and tape, put in my mouth to keep me from breaking my teeth. And I had the surgery. I made it through. Doctor said, I never do that again, long as I live. When I came through other side, my Donna was telling me one day, said, John, what was it when I turned my face? I said, when you turn your face, I felt so alone and I knew it was over. Jesus had God the Father turn His face. In Psalm 69, a prophetic psalm, David praying and is speaking of the cross. when he said, God, hide not thy face from me. Did you know Job? Job said the same thing. In Job 13:24, he says, God, wherefore hidest thou thy face? Why, God? But do you know this? Even though people may turn face against you, God doesn't. He said, I never leave you nor forsake you. He never will. God always gives grace. God always gives strength. And he said, we take these prophets and we take Job and we look at them and we count them. Happy are those which endure. Happiest person, keep going. Keep serving. There's somebody needs you. Somebody needs you. I close this. I love to hear about Special Olympics and things because those who have disability that keep trying, keep going. Young man named Eddie and a Christian brother who was a judge at the Special Olympics. They had wheelchair division and Eddie was a teenager who was paralyzed from neck down because of accident. 17-year-old, would never walk again. He would control his, wheelchair. He would control with tongue. There was a control and take his tongue, push forward, go forward, and the different directions. The race was obstacle, and they would go around things and cones and go over, and Eddie took off in his chair. He was ahead. He went around. But he crossed one obstacle. Crowd were cheering, people cheering, and scared him. He got near finish line, but he stopped, and he had a startled look, and the audience realizing, they began to get quiet, wondering what's wrong. Why did he stop? This brother said all of a sudden out of the fans was a lady sitting there close enough could hear Eddie here. And she made these stated these words. Don't stop, Eddie. I need you. Don't stop, Eddie. I need you. And he said with those words, he got a look of determination and he started his chair and finished it. Preacher, missionaries, Christian workers, don't stop. Somebody needs you. Somebody in your town needs you. Maybe you down a little. Maybe you're having a hard time and health is hard and finance is hard. People hurting you. Say things hurting you. Oh, God says, don't stop. Learn from Job. Happy those who endure. And the prophets of old that kept on. No matter what happened, they kept on. That's what I want to learn from Job. Is keep on keeping because God knows He needs us and others need us for Him. Let's pray. Dear Lord,